there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. We are in Bimini broadcasting live from the Big Game Club, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort here on the island of Bimini in the Bahamas with my buddy Neil Watson. We have mermaids. We have Mermaid Tony. Also, I forgot to mention, we got Yvonne, one of Mermaid Tony's partners in crime. She's sporting a gold mermaid tail today. She wasn't a furmaid last night. That was only Tony. He was the furmaid. Wrapped in a fur, just so you know. There's no ointment or anything that she's going to need to clear that fur thing up. But that was what that was all about. You can listen to hour one and catch up with the rest of the class if you don't get that reference. However, we're all hanging out with a lot of friends here. We celebrated New Year's Eve last night. It continues on through the evening. Today, Junkanoo parades, all kinds of crazy stuff will continue. But it's all about the people, hanging out with the diving friends. And last night on the boat, at the boat parade. Now, Neil, I know he's one of your buddies, right? He has to be to have this story that we're about to share with the world, the best diver job in the world, which I thought that you had at many times in your life.
Was I there?
I don't know. Were you? Were you there? Were you an assistant on this gig? He was.
Yes.
You were.
Yes.
Okay. Well, introduce your friend and let's get into.
Well, this is Captain Bruce, dive instructor Bruce, buddy Bruce. It's interesting how I met Bruce.
Yeah.
About the late 70s, I'm living here in Bimini.
Right.
And one morning I got a knock on the door, and there's this gruffy-looking guy, and I said, "Can I help you?" And he says, "Well, my name is Bruce Robbins, and I'm a friend of Walt DeMartini's."
Uh-oh. That's the first red flag.
"And I have a little cash flow problem." And Walt said you'd lend me a couple $100.
Okay.
I said, "What?" I said, "You're a friend of Walt? Hold on a minute." Is that a true story? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I went, got him a couple $100, and that's one of the reasons I hired him. I'm going to try to get my money back.
Nice. All right. Hey, by the way.
No, Bruce ran my operation in Andros, and him and his wife, Toy, ran the operation in Chubb Cay, then wound up buying it as a franchise, and then kind of went back to the Keys, Key West, and Bruce became a captain of a big mega-million-dollar fishing boat. And when I started Bimini, the owner of the boat was selling the boat, and Bruce approached me. Actually, Walt kind of put the thing together. He was ready to get out of Key West and didn't want to do the boat captain thing anymore, and says, "Hey, I'll go over and run Bimini." I says, "Dude, it don't pay what that captain job does." He says, "I don't care." So anyhow, here's Bruce.
All right, well, there you go. He did it for the love of coming to Bimini and hanging out with his buds, I guess, right? Is that kind of what drew you to the area?
True, and not, of course, needing the money, and kind of got into that too, you know. So
yeah,
it was all part of the operation. So
cool. Well, and so you have a lot of history here with the island, but we're on the boat you last night, and was it you or was it your wife? Your wife told me the story, yeah, because we were talking about.
She knew that story, but
yeah, interesting. Well, and you'll understand what I mean in a moment when we actually describe this diver job that actually may eclipse mermaid wrangling as the number number one diver job in the, on the planet. Because I've had a lot of requests to do this, and it has a tendency to draw a lot of applicants. But your wife, we're talking about this on the boat last night, and she describes this job that you had. What was this when you were working on the white boat? Or
we were working on a my wife and I had a dive boat doing charters, and I was leaving the Andros area and just running to Neil. He said, "Oh, by the way, I have this chart you might want to do. It's a penthouse shoot."
Oh, a penthouse.
Yeah, so
shoot.
And it was like so much a day. And when I was
thought about it for two seconds and said yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And this so much a day, I was charging him, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So anyway, it all came together, and we got the photographers over there, and the talent, as they call it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And so we're out on the boat and doing the filming.
Right.
And it turns out they need a stunt wrangler.
A stunt wrangler.
Stunt wrangler, meaning that I was taking the brittle stars, and, you know, have you ever wrestled? Brittle stars are hard to handle.
Brittle stars, yeah, they move around pretty quick.
It can be dangerous. Like, anyway, I had to take the brittle star, and as we discussed earlier, put it in the nether regions.
Oh, yeah, okay. Photo shoot, they used brittle stars to cover the talent's nether regions.
Yeah, that's
and you were paid to make
paid.
Sure the brittle stars didn't move for their proper location.
And it was not an easy job. Let me tell you.
It took a lot of wrangling, I'm guessing.
I've worked hard in my life, and this is one of those things. That
Stop.
No, we need to move that slightly to the left. Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's
so
hard.
You were there. So,
Oh, my God.
The tenacity of those rascals is really something. Let me tell you. They can grip like you wouldn't believe. So you got to be gentle with them. You don't want to tear their legs off.
Are we talking about the brittle stars or the nether regions?
You don't want to tear the legs off, and you don't want to cause any harm to any nether regions in the area either.
Yeah. We are, okay, the brittle stars, right.
That was a story. That was the, and actually, I have filmed pictures of this somewhere, but yeah, that was a whole story. And
you have pictures of this, and you haven't released them? Yeah, you know you can make millions by releasing this type of material.
I'll take
especially
that
to our audience, Bruce. Seriously. Are you kidding me? We could put that on Scuba Radio, and it would be, I could retire, finally.
We maybe?
Yeah.
Could retire.
I'm just, I got to take my cut here. You know.
My 401 is just took in a dump.
So, well, no, that is pretty amazing.
That's the whole story. I had just graduated from the Neil Watson School of Dive Mastering.
and this is the first gig he gets.
I was too lazy to work, too nervous to steal. I had to go do something. So Neil said, look, come here. Let me show you how you can make a living.
Wow.
A small living. So there you go.
I think he was one of the few of my employees that wasn't working for me because they got a DUI and couldn't drive for a year. So.
here, run the boat.
Yeah.
Can't run a car, but we'll let you run the boat.
I had a gig pretty close to that.
Really?
Yes, sir. When I was in Freeport, when I had my dive operation,
right.
I also had security for the casinos.
Okay.
And at the time, all the topless dancers was all the beautiful European girls. And I taught them to dive, right?
Right.
But the problem was, because they were topless dancers, they couldn't wear their tops out on the boat because they couldn't get tan lines. So I would have to run a private charter for them to go out diving because they had to dive topless. Here again, I had no problem.
You had to.
I had to.
Wow,
I
that's hard.
I had to. It was my job, man.
Oh, my
God. So
gosh.
At the time, there was a habitat out in Freeport, about 40 feet of water. That later went to the Key, or down to the Virgin Islands. So I had friends down there that had been in this thing for like 5 days. So I went out and I anchored next to the habitat. And I told the girls, I want you to do me a favor. Go down and swim around the habitat a couple of times. Topless.
Yeah.
Of course, these guys have been down there like 4 or 5 days.
No, yes.
Yeah.
It's like a men at sea kind of deal. And what happened? Did they immediately like hit the escape hatch? And
I don't know what they did. I don't want to know.
Exactly. Oh, boy. Well, good. You know, that was a new story that I hadn't heard from Neil. So you've dabbled in a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have done it all there, Neil. And this new resort in Bimini, I mean, it's another notch in the bedpost kind of thing.
You know, and seriously, though, I mean, it is such a thrill that I was able to get Bruce and Toy over to run this operation, because I mean, they're top notch, they're great with people, they know how to accommodate the guests, they love what they're doing, and we're gonna kick butt with
the
dive operation.
Wait, when's the next penthouse shoot, by the way?
Another little known secret.
Uh-oh,
Do you realize I had one of the largest features in Penthouse Magazine?
Well, we can't talk about that, Neil. This is a family show.
Well,
we're
not talking about farm animals, so.
All right, so the largest feature article.
On me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was topless. No, it was a shark article, but it was. Next time you're at the
in Penthouse Magazine.
Yes. When you're at the Love Shack next time at the house.
Right.
Well, when you go back.
When you said the longest feature, I thought I'd better stop you. But now that I know it, it's an article, I feel much better. And we could have got away with it. We're in the Bahamas in Bimini. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com.
Well, that piece of equipment didn't work.
Oops. Okay, what happens? Yes, the new year, what are you going to do? We'll just write it off as, first mishap of 2011. Trust me, it won't be the last. And equipment fails, right, Bill? The stuff's getting old. Another year.
It's another year older.
Yes, another year older.
It's not the only thing around here that's getting old.
Why? What else is getting old? What are you talking about?
Well, let's see. Me being in the studio and you being in Bimini.
I have no problem with that. I actually feel pretty good about it myself. Tony doesn't have an issue with it.
No, not at all. I'm okay here.
Yeah, but okay, we already fine. Know she's a heartless mermaid bastress.
Bastress.
Actually, Bill, I feel terrible. Oh, I'm over it.
Yes, Neil Watson here in Bimini.
Thanks for commiserating for at least a little while, Neil.
All right. Well, that's the most you're going to get right there, Bill. Sorry. It's New Year's resolution. Feel nothing for Bill.
Tony doesn't want to go there.
Yeah. The fur maid. Yeah, let's talk to the fur maid exactly here. She was wrapped in a fur last night on the dive boat for the boat parade here in Bimini. And this was her first time to Bimini, let alone to Bimini, to the Bahamas. And so it was kind of like a rush of new experiences last night. New Year's Eve, Bahamas, Bimini, Neil, the whole gang. I mean, was this, has it lived up to your expectations, first off?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I wish I remembered more of it.
We got videos.
We got pictures. Yeah, they'll come back in waves.
I've got blackmail of Greg, so it's all good. We're fine. Yes.
A little hush money. We'll keep these hidden.
Exactly. That's what keeps the trips going, is the blackmail on Greg with the photos they get from him. It's been wonderful. We ended up at some random island bar last night that I didn't remember until this morning, of course, after Bloody Mary kicked in.
Good times. Yes.
I thought we had discovered a new species of animal. This fur-laden thing with a tail.
Yes.
What is this animal with this fur and this the big tail?
Well, it was kind of cool on the boat. So Mermaid Tony, they got her a fur. PETA, are you listening? And
a fake fur.
It was fake, yeah. It was synthetic.
Real tail, but a fake fur.
Yeah. But somebody threw wine on her just because they thought it was real. Or maybe I just spilled mine. Maybe that's what it was. No.
You spilled everything, correct?
No, I don't remember that. So she was like the fur maid last night. But she did the whole Bahamian thing. And, you know, Neil,
I would be very disappointed had she not done the whole island scene and seen the flavor of Bimini and
well, I can't think of a better host and guide than Mr. Neil Watson for an experience like that. So it's like having the red carpet rolled out for her.
I think the tongue made an appearance last night.
I blocked that out until right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Neil. I think. I don't know. I forgot about that. Yep. Neil had a few of his props.
Yes.
Yes. As well, everybody brought props. I mean, it's a New Year's Eve. That's what you do, right? But if you know, it doesn't have to be New Year's Eve to enjoy this.
Yeah, that's the problem,
place.
Greg. I don't wait just for New Year's Eve. It was just another night for me.
Yeah. Let's be real. Normally on New Year's Eve, you leave that to the amateurs.
If I had been at home, in the States,
right,
I would have sat on my front porch with a nice bottle of wine, a Cuban cigar, and sat there and just chilled out and maybe made it to midnight.
Right.
Now, I would sit home, watch the ball drop, and having 364 days a year to go out and make a fool of myself. And that one special night is for the amateurs, and I leave it to them. But Bimini is the greatest place in the world to come over and celebrate New Year's Eve. You know, the worst that can happen vehicular is being hit by a golf cart. and the island is 700 feet wide. So, you know, if you get too far in one direction or the other, your feet get wet.
You know,
to get back into the center line.
Turn when you start to get wet. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
it is. You don't have to drive anywhere. You know, if you come over here and stay at the Big Game Club, the Guy RV Outpost Resort, I mean, you got everything right here on the property that you could ever want. Yeah. Restaurant, food, pool, booze.
The only problem I had last night is my hands are still kind of messed up. You know, a golf cart ran over them while I was crawling home. But other
that other was than you.
That, it was uneventful.
Yeah, no, it is just a perfect location to celebrate New Year's Eve. I mean, the truth is, I'd be home
and every night.
Ball drop. Well, and every night, exactly. But this may have to be an annual tradition. We may have to do this.
It's done deal.
Yeah,
done deal.
Put it
in your calendar.
I need to come up with some.
When is New Year's next year? December the 31st.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
I'm gonna
go
with that one. Anyway, we may have to just do that. Make it easy to get over here.
Yeah.
I mean, for us being in Orlando,
right.
It is a quicker to go to Bimini than it is to go down to the Keys, you know, time-wise and distance-wise. And you know, hey, it's the Bahamas.
Say that again now.
It's shorter.
Easier, quicker, and more fun to go to Bimini than the Keys.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I drove 30 miles to work the other day, and it took me 17 minutes to get here to Bimini.
Right.
And that, Bimini than for me to get to work.
Yeah, and that's from Key Largo to Marathon.
Wow.
So I mean, that's how convenient it is to come over here to the Bahamas, just logistically. So, I mean, you know, New Year's Eve, you come over here, you don't got to worry about driving. And it's, you don't have to worry about getting mixed up with the amateurs.
No.
Because everybody's kind of
everybody here is
playing.
Professional.
Exactly.
It's like,
there's a lot of pros here in the Bahamas.
Yeah, this
in Bimini.
Is... Yeah.
But you know, whether you want to do a little or a lot, I mean,
WWF
it's all
here. Of drinkers.
Yes.
Right here.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Once again, it's biggameclubbimini.com.
Yes.
Go there on the website, book it. You do some diving.
1-800-327-8150 if you want to call the office. Oh, we got some incredible incentives right now. The government is still doing the
companion airfare.
Companion airfare, four-fare, blah, blah, blah. You come for $4 and the government will pick up one of the tickets.
Oh, that is awesome. So, I mean, you know, you come over and you got to see these accommodations they have. The beds are really, really nice, and the linens are like top notch of what you get in like a fancy.
You must have really enjoyed it when you got off the floor and finally got into it at 4 this morning. That's what it made really nice.
Yes, it did. It really did. It made a difference. If we're going to do this next year, the only thing we probably need to kind of plan is maybe not a buffer or some kind of super hangover something that we can do before we have to do the radio show live.
Unfortunately, everything was closed today, but they used to be called 222s. Now it's something else. It's a hangover medication that is
only available
in the States,
but it's a Bahamas.
But it's a Bahamas.
All right, next time we'll get it right. Or coming out from Bimini. Show devoted to diving. Happy New Year to you. We are in Bimini at the Big Game Club, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort on the island of Bimini in the Bahamas. I'm with my buddy Neil Watson. And Neil, you know, we went through, almost, an hour and a half now, and we really haven't talked much about the diving highlights of what you have here off the coast of Bimini, which are really, really good.
We've been saving the best for last.
The best for last, yes. Right. Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it's been, like I said, 6 years since we've been over here doing anything off Bimini. But what I remember from those days of diving off the coast here is that the location of the island is very conducive to clear water. Because of the Gulf Stream. So, like, even on the east coast of Florida, you might have crappy viz, but you take that 40-mile run over to Bimini, and it'll be crystal clear water. Is that because of the Gulf Stream?
Well, part of it is the Gulf Stream, and it's just the layout of the Bahamas. You know, I mean, the visibility over here is spectacular.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the neat things about Bimini is the diversity of the dive sites. And... we got sharks.
You got sharks.
We got sharks.
You want to see sharks? You come to Bimini for sure.
You come to Bimini, yeah. Yeah, we're actually we have the Shark Lab over on South Bimini that's been there for 30 years, run by Dr. Sam Gruber. Gruber is a good buddy of mine. We did a lot of movie and television stuff together. And they have an amazing shark snorkel. that we're going to
work on. Is that with the lemon sharks that he studied?
Yeah, lemons and Caribbean reefs and some black tips.
I would imagine that'd be we were here, you know, many years ago. I remember we took a tour over there. Are you guys running tours?
We're going to do tours, and when we have groups in, we're going to have the scientists come over from the shark lab, and we're going to buy them a couple cocktails and have them mingle with our guests, and we're going to do some tours over there at the shark lab, and,
cool.
and we're going to there's a great shark dive south Bimini, but we're going to get one like right offshore here.
Excellent. All right, well, you got that, you got the shark lab and more, some great sites, some reefs and walls. We're going to talk about those next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody, lay low.
Yeah, there's plenty to do here in Bimini. Don't listen to that song all the way through.
That's what I came here for.
Yeah, you could come to Bimini and I want to come here and do nothing. You have that option, or you go and do some diving. You go hang out with the shark doc there, Dr. Sonny Gruber, and take a little tour of his shark lab and learn about the lemon sharks.
Play with the sharks, do drift wall dives.
Right.
The great wrecks, the Sapona, you know, one of the most famous and photographed wrecks in the Caribbean.
You have some conch salad.
Conch salad?
It's very traditional. They come over here to the Bahamas, and they'll wrestle up a conch or two, and every dive operator, all the boat guys know how to fix up some conch, which looks disgusting, but tastes amazing if you know how to fix it right, and they do.
Look, you've seen an oyster. Conch is like very civilized compared to an oyster.
You think an oyster is better than a conch?
No, I think if I'm probably the bravest man in the world is the first guy that ate an oyster. He must have been starving.
Yeah, you're probably right, but conch's not much better, Neil, as far as looks. I'm sorry. It looks like a giant booger when you whack him out of those things. It's a big turnoff for me. But I don't watch that part of it.
I love them. You know, that aphrodisiac room.
The conch pistol.
The oysters, too.
Oh, they're
after
that's
a fallacy. I had a dozen the other night and it only worked 11 times.
That's the dive god for you. Now, Mermaid Tony, you know, she lives down in the Keys, so I know you've done the conch thing many times, right?
I have done the conch thing many times.
Have you ever seen a conch then? No, I meant, forget it. Okay, you have actually, have you done the conch pistol thing? Because we did that in Bimini. That was
yes,
one of the
we
things
did,
we did.
Yeah.
That's where I first learned about the conch pistol.
I have. I actually did it in the Turks and Caicos. I had one.
That's right. We did that. Probably on the radio, too. Didn't we? In the Turks and Caicos?
It was about 4 years ago. It had nothing to do with you, Greg.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Wait. All right. That's right. You did said you went to Turks and did that. So you know all about the aphrodisiac properties of eating the pistol of the conch.
I do. Unfortunately, I was there with my mom, so I didn't really get to experience it. But, you know, it was good. It was yummy and salty, and it slid down my throat like a...
Yeah. I think we need it.
Did it make you furry? That's what they do, I hear.
It took about four years to kick in, and last night was apparently the due date, so I was furry last night.
Okay, just a delayed reaction, but she's experienced. But you come over there and do this, and what it is, the pistol is the sex organ of the conch, and when they clean it, sometimes the Bahamian guys will take this and they'll eat it and say this is like Bahamian Viagra. That's what they say. That's what they claim. I've never done it. I think it's a cheap tourist trick that they play on.
Well, you didn't have to support my two kids for 30 years. as a result of the Kong pistol.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're here to verify
yes.
that
it works.
It works. All right. Well,
yeah.
if eating yeah. a wet noodle make you know work for you, whatever. Hey, that it should be part of the
rum punch might have had something to do with it too.
Yes,
it's rum punch and Kong pistols.
Maybe that could be that could be the magical concoction that'll get you conceivable. Or something, or yeah,
conceivable.
What, is that right? I'm losing my words here. It's you know, it's 2011's first day of the year. I think New Year's Eve it might be catching up to me. Bill, you ready to just finish the show off for me?
Oh yeah, sure. Got nothing else to do here in the closet. Nothing to do here in the closet except for wait for you to get tired of being in Bimini.
I don't want to know what you're doing in the closet. So let's just I'll keep going. I can pull out another 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
20 minutes.
Bill, you shining those shoes I dropped off?
What, Tony?
Hey, Bill, I'll trade you the closet for my headache and hangover right now. How about that?
I think
the price you pay for the games you play, you earn that. Enjoy it.
Yeah,
that's right.
It doesn't seem
like
I should. It doesn't seem I should get to swap being in the closet on New Year's Eve for. Wait a sec, this is coming out wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, forget I said anything.
Yes. Well, you know what? Next year, for New Year's Eve, Bill, let's just make a note of it now, that next year, I promise that when we come to Bimini, you can stay right there in the studio and operate like we are today.
You know, the joy of New Year's Day is there's a good chance it's the worst you're going to feel for the rest of the year.
That is okay. I look at it like that. That's
yeah.
fine.
I mean, how can the year be bad if you start out feeling that horrible on January 1st? It can't get much worse.
That's right. Yeah. It's only up. We're up.
You
from
set
here.
The bar so low.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a two yeah. or 3 day celebration
like,
here in Bimini.
Like the 7th of May, you go out and you party down, and you wake up and you feel like crap, and you say, "Oh man, I feel terrible." But this is nothing compared to New Year's Day. So, see, you have something to judge the rest of the year by.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to continue tonight, though. We got to kick it up a notch for round two. Last night was kind of warm up for junking it. I want to be participate in the parade. I want to be in a parade.
You might stand out a little, but okay.
We can put you in mermaid tail.
Hopping down.
I think it'll work great. It'll be perfect. We'll put you on the bow. We'll let you freeze, and I'll be your bartender, like you were my bartender last night.
That's your job, though. I don't want to take work away from you.
Because I get paid.
Right. Exactly. She gets paid in free drinks. That's about it. But, hey, it's a pretty good gig. It ain't a bad gig.
I don't know. Seen last night, I can't afford her.
Yeah, Bill, you want this gig, Bill? You ready to come out of the closet? You'll play mermaid if we bring you?
I you know what? I am always willing to play mermaid if you'll take me.
Well, I won't.
I can't imagine that there's a scenario where that would be the best choice for anyone, but I'm willing to do it.
Take me, Greg. Take me. I wear a mermaid tail.
Actually,
is that what you're saying?
If that's the best sales pitch you got for me bringing you to Bimini, then my friend, you're gonna be staying home there in Orlando for a very, very long time.
It'll be just like the last 13 years.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, hey. I've been thinking because I care about you and Tony and Neil doesn't even have this problem, but this hangover situation you've got to worry about. I went and I checked. U.S. News and World Report has a great article on hangover cures.
Okay, does it involve like a gun?
According
it involves never sobering up.
According to Michael Fingerhood, associate professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University, and I quote, in terms of anything that's proven to quote, so I'm quoting his quoting, cure a hangover, there isn't anything.
There's nothing?
No. So the only
four Bloody Marys later.
Yeah, the only thing that is absolutely true is what Neil pointed out, is if you stay drunk. There's no sense in not being drunk and being hungover, so you may as well just stay drunk in Bimini.
Works for me.
That's why the best cure for a hangover is a Bloody Mary. Four Bloody Marys later.
Yeah. That's what we're having today. But I don't know.
And it covers all the food group. I mean, it has celery and it has lime. You never get scurvy drinking Bloody Marys.
Never.
I've never had scurvy.
Well, there you go. Me neither. Oh, brother.
Very nice. Okay. It's also an active elephant repellent. There aren't any elephants in Bimini either, are there?
Well, that's why. Because we drink Bloody Marys.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and you never can be too safe when you're in another country. God forbid you want to die being stomped by an elephant.
That's true.
That would be terrible. That would be bad. So, but I don't. That won't happen here at Bimini. It is one big giant party, and you know, I want to be in this parade. I want to be in this junkanoo. Why do they call it junkanoo, by the way? Because they take junk and beat on it.
Because they call it junkanoo. Okay. No, Greg.
It's called junkanoo because that's the word for it.
Google junkanoo and give us a report.
Okay, he's going to Google that. He's going to first. He found out how to repel elephants. Now he's going to find out how where junkanoo came from. Yeah, I think they just bang on junk at like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah,
you know, junk on you or something, and maybe got lost in translation. But the word
junkanoo derived from an African slave master and trader named John Canoe.
John Canoe.
Yes, John Canoe.
I've heard this story before.
Are you making this up?
I would not. I'm reading to you directly from a very reputable source that I just made up.
Fingerhood. Mr. Fingerhood again, right?
No. The guy's name is John Canoe.
Oh, John Canoe.
John, yes. John Canoe, yes.
All right, I'll ask him at the parade. We got to get our spot in the parade here.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
This is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on scubaradio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. Scubaradio.com. That's scubaradio.com.
We got to
first radio show devoted to diving. Happy New Year to you. We are in Bimini at the Big Game Club, the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. This place is back. It's bigger and better than ever. I mean, you know, Bimini, beautiful place to come over and do some diving. And let's not forget about the fishing and the boating and obviously that type of stuff that they have here for people with boats. If they want to come over here and just cruise over from the east coast of Florida or come over here and do some boating and fishing while you're here in between your scuba diving on your surface interval. There's plenty of stuff for you to do and experience a really cool slice of the Bahamas right here in Bimini with my buddy Neil Watson, who handles all the diving operations here on the property. Neil, it really is a great place, and I got to thank you once again for allowing us to come. This, we will have to make this an annual event, I think.
It is set in stone. This is
set in stone.
Put it on your calendar.
We will next come out year, here for New Year's
January
Eve.
January 1-12. You know, today's what? It's 1-1-1-1?
1-1-1-1. It is. That's weird. Oh, my gosh. Thank God we're out of the country. Yeah, something bad would have probably happened if we were back in the States, I'm guessing.
Hey.
What?
Just the fact that you're back in the States, something bad's happened.
Yeah, good
we're
point.
We're in Bimini.
That's right. We're in Bimini. We don't care what happens back
really?
There. Yeah, but we may just not go home. Maybe we'll just stay here through the whole year. 2011 would be
quite, we wouldn't quite have to
year.
Haul this stuff back and forth.
It would, it's such a pain to take all this gear back and forth and wrangle mermaids and dive gear and all this stuff. We'll just have it all right here for us and not leave.
Okay, that works for me.
Yeah, Mark's the manager's looking over at us like, no, you're leaving. As soon as we're kicking your ass out of here.
It's been fun, but goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, you can come here. BigGameClubBimini.com. Go there, check out the property and book it right there, do some diving, do some fishing, do some boating.
And we can do it all. We do the air, we do the ground, we do the rooms, we do the meals, we do the diving.
Booze cruises,
glass bottom cruises, sharks, dolphins, wall dives.
A little bit of everything. Yeah but
and we won't even talk about the pole I put on the dive boat.
Pole? There was a pole on the boat? I didn't notice that. Was there a pole? There's poles right here.
Well,
what?
The mermaid saw it, but...
Maybe did you see it? I don't know. We better not even go there. She's already had one too many Bloody Marys. You hear what I'm saying?
We'll show her the video later.
Yeah. But you know, it's you come here and just experience this thing. Really great location for groups too. So if you have a dive group that you want to club,
you know, and our forte is specializing in personalized service. I mean, when you check into the hotel, your dive gear is taken to the dive shop. You set it up the first day, and you never touch it again unless you want to. We wash it for you, we change your tanks, we hang it up, we put it on the boats in the mornings. We're taking kind of the live aboard mentality of customer service and applying it to the Neil Watson Dive Bimini program, and it's going to raise the bar.
Yes. Well, if the boat's any indication, there's no doubt that will be the case. And I can almost guarantee, after being here for New Year's Eve and seeing the property firsthand, I can almost guarantee we're going to end up coming over here a few times this year. Because it's just the perfect atmosphere for our goofy little radio show. Maybe we got to bring the scuba cowboy, more mermaids. It's a little closer than Fiji.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
You may have a hangover when you get home, but not jet lag.
Good point. Now, Mermaid Tony here, first time in the Bahamas in Bimini. Now, was this the same case for Yvonne, your mermaid in training?
I don't believe so. I think they've been here before, actually.
No, they have not.
So, Yvonne, first time in the Bahamas or Bimini?
In the Bahamas.
Really? Okay. So you came out here. Did you expect? Did the Bahamas live up to your expectations, or what was more gratifying, being a mermaid today or being in the Bahamas in Bimini?
Well, I have to say both, and it totally lives up to my expectations here. I just love this place, and I will definitely come back.
Well, there you go, and she's a sailor too, right?
She is a sailor. She owns the vessel that I was on a couple weeks ago for 2 weeks.
Well, there you go.
So now we sailor.
Might be your... Yeah, she just stuck her tongue out at you, Bill. Sorry, it didn't work.
Maybe that's what I wanted.
Hey, now, quit it. He's normally not like this, but when we're in the Bahamas and he feels left out, he has to throw in his 2 cents.
I'm sorry you're jealous, Bill.
I'm sure you're sorry.
Yeah, yeah. She's laughing hysterically.
She's laughing on the outside, crying on the inside.
Yes, that's it, you keep telling yourself that. And all I got to say to you, Bill, seriously, it's a new year, and glad I'm not you.
yeah. Just keep your socks up. Don't let your meatloaf.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. You know, I mean, just, you know. Don't sweat the petty things.
Okay, but you're going to anyway, so go ahead.
I'm saying this is how it's going to end. This is how show number one of 2011 ends. With those two statements from Neil.
As we said earlier, you set the bar low.
If you're broadcasting from the Bahamas, the FCC rules don't apply. Is that correct?
No, they don't. No.
Okay.
No, there's no rules.
We're covered.
Yeah. As long as we don't have to go back to the States.
Yeah, right.
So we may not be allowed
Scuba
back
Scuba Radio,
in.
The first pirate radio station devoted to diving.
Something like that. I don't know. We are a mess, but we're hungover. It's New Year's. It's a holiday. So we're allowed to do this. It's always better in the Bahamas. I think we proved it over the last couple hours. Hopefully you enjoyed a little of the insight of our little adventure. I'm sure we'll reflect on some of the things that we forgot next week. We didn't forget. I think they were kind of blocked out.
And New Year's isn't over till midnight.
That's
we
right.
have work
Jump
to do.
Here we come. Hey, but till then, remember, it's always better. Where a mermaid, Tony?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
That's one mermaid right there.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases.